And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Lauren Bell from the Sitka Sound Science Center, Sydney Mills, and Eva Sandry. They are two cadets from the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. They just completed a six-week science internship over at the Science Center, where they participated in a kelp story, and we're going to hear all about it. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, so Sydney, Eva, tell us really quick, where are you from and what drew you to the Coast Guard?
I'm originally from Tampa, Florida, and what drew me to the Coast Guard Academy was just I've always wanted to be a marine biologist, and the marine environmental science major at the Academy was really compelling, and just the opportunity to have like those humanitarian missions throughout the Coast Guard have been really inspiring, and I'm really excited to be an officer.
All right, and Eva?
What drew me initially was a marine science major and the opportunity to serve people in a humanitarian fashion. You get a lot of cool opportunities as a cadet to travel and see the world in like a variety of units. And I like the mission of the Coast Guard a lot.
So you're participating in what seems to be a really unique collaboration between the Sitka Sound Science Center and the Coast Guard Academy. It's a six-week science intensive sort of an internship. Tell us what you've been doing. Sydney?
So what we've been up to is we've been following up from Carissa and Amy from last year. So this would be our second year here as the cadets in the Science Center. So we've been taking kelp extent. So we've really just been measuring kelp beds both spatially and through like temperature and salinity to try and see, develop trends that we can maybe see some climate changes with in the future.
And Eva, what does that look like when you're out studying kelp? What are you actually doing?
So we'll take our Zodiac or a kayak and kayak out to one of two sites. One's by Glenken Island and one's by Ellsworth. And we'll take our GPS and plot points along the edge of each bed and put it into a program called ArcGIS that you can use to incorporate those points into like a real geographic datum set.
Okay, so what has this been like for you, this opportunity to study kelp in Alaska?
It's been really great. I've never been to Alaska, so this alone has just like been a really awesome opportunity, but also to be able to work with real scientists on a real project, have the autonomy to make your own schedule and to develop, you know, get answers that weren't there before. You know, it's not a pre-done lab. You know, you're coming up with different answers. You have to solve different problems with different, you know, technology never wants to work for you the first time. So just figuring all those little things out, those little quirks out have been really fantastic.
Eva?
It's been awesome getting used to working in this amazing environment that is Alaska. There's so much wildlife that we see out every day, and the people at the Science Center are awesome. We've had the opportunity to look at some projects that other people are also doing, like the Abalone Project. There's like summer camps going on. The Touch Tank is really cool. So being able to see that while also doing our own project at the center has been awesome.
So what have you been finding when you've been out there on the water, or what have you been noticing? It might be a little too early to talk about findings from this study, which has only been two seasons. What have you been noticing?
Well, this summer has been a lot warmer than a previous summer. So already we've been comparing the growth between beds. And although our final poster hasn't yet been processed, we're still in the middle of collecting our final data. It does look like the kelp beds have grown since the last summer and the last time they were measured.
Okay. Any observations that you'd like to share, Sydney?
I think that's pretty much what we've surmised so far. We can give you guys more information at our event we'll be having on Thursday, the 21st at 6 p.m. at the Science Center. We'll be talking more about our findings once we have all our data collected.
And this is open to anyone in the public.
Absolutely.
Well, Lauren, let's talk a bit about this collaboration. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be, you know, one of a number of endeavors to fill gaps that might be left from when state funding has been pulled.
Sure. Yeah. This is a pretty neat project. This was developed actually by a scientist in residence who came a couple years ago, Professor Lucy Velitstra, who is a professor at the Coast Guard Academy, came up to take a mini sabbatical and notice this unique relationship that we have here in Sitka between the air station and the nonprofits and the community and the science centers that are here in town. So she actually developed this science internship from scratch. And last year was the first year. You might remember Amy and Carissa were the cadets that they also came on this morning interview and talked about their experience kind of getting the ball rolling on this long-term monitoring project, and really successful to see that happen, and so this is our second year with these guys showing up. So it's been a really neat way to connect the Science Center with the air station, with the Coast Guard Academy over in Connecticut. I mean, it's a pretty unique collaboration to have in place.
What's the long-term plan for this data, and how long should this project go?
So long-term monitoring projects are unique in that, you know, there is kind of no end date. You know, what is interesting is that we are seeing a unique time frame right now where a lot of people have noticed, if you've been out in the water, it has been pretty warm recently. So it's incredible to be able to have these sensors in the water measuring this continuously. We are, you know, getting these data that are collected throughout the year. Even when these guys aren't in town, they have sensors in the water. So this can document these temperature changes or whatever the changes are. So we hope that this can continue on into the future, that we'll have more undergrads that are coming up to do these science internships, and we can process these changes over time. I don't want to put an end date on it, because the more data we can collect, the better we can see long-term trend.
You know, it seems like these kinds of collaborations might be considered unusual collaborations, but really important when the state has a lot less money available for mm-hmm. these kinds of studies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, you'd think that temperature and salinity of the water in our very well-used Sitka Sound would be highest priority, and it is, but there just isn't a lot of funding to measure these parameters right now. So this project and a few other projects, the Sitka Tribe, are also pursuing just getting basic sensors in the water to keep track of how temperature changes, salinity changes, and a few other parameters that can tell us maybe more about ocean acidification. So it's very important, basic things that we really just need to get out in the ocean. And one of the really cool parts of this project is that the Coast Guard Academy, I think after the last year, noticed what a great program this was and put forth a big chunk of money to buy a harbor buoy that these guys have been, Sydney and Eva, have been working on getting set up and actually deployed. Right now it's out in front of the Science Center, and it is, again, measuring continuously temperature, salinity, dissolved oxygen, pH. So we're pretty excited about that.
And Sydney and Eva, not only do you get a chance to go out on the water and do real science, but you get a chance to live over at Air Station Sitka 2. What's that been like for you?
That's been really great. I think we've got like the best of both worlds. So we have the science internship on one side, and we get to work with civilians on a daily basis. And then you also can go back to the people who we're like looking up to. These are the people that we're going to be one day. So it's great to have the experience and ask them questions and get to see what their lives are like. We even are been given the opportunity to go flying with them this afternoon, which is going to be crazy awesome. I'm really pumped about it. I know everyone at the station is really excited about it. So they've been so welcoming and kind, and I really am excited to be part of the Coast Guard family.
Eva, what else has been impactful for you? What else will you take away with you when you leave?
Something that I noticed is the people of Alaska are just very responsible and respectful when it comes to wildlife. Everyone's really informed, and you can tell, like, when we're going out on the boat, we'll run into harbor seals or otters, and they don't run away from you because they're used to people being responsible towards them, and everyone has like this innate respect for the wildlife. So that's been really awesome. And also just staying at Air Station Sitka, they've given us a home for the past 6 weeks, and this project really wouldn't be possible without them. So we're really grateful for that.
Well, you will both be having a talk on Thursday, next Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Science Center. This is for anybody who's interested. Really briefly, what will you be sharing?
We'll be sharing a mix of, you know, what is the Coast Guard Academy? What are we doing over there? A little bit about it in case anyone who wants to be a future Coast Guard officer is interested. And we'll also be giving more details about our project and what we've been doing while we've been here, along with comparing it to what Amy and Carissa did last summer.
Okay. Well, we are out of time. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Lauren Bell from the Sitka Sound Science Center, Sydney Mills, and Eva Sandry. They are Coast Guard cadets from the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, and they're here just completing a 6-week science internship at the Sitka Sound Science Center.